come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love it.
And your host,
welcome to paradise,
Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show here on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business, business, business. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on an aspect of business. My next guest is one hot tamale. She's been selected to represent the Bell Arts Factory in the 2012 Dancing with Our Community Stars Dance Contest and Charity Fundraiser. We'll discuss the contest and her connection to the Bell Arts Factory. Sienna Marie Sesma is truly a community celebrity. She has been a champion for many local causes and charities. She's an active leader in our community, serving as a board member on the Downtown Ventura organization and the Ventura Visitors and Convention Bureau. In addition, she serves as a community member of the Moonlight at the Ranch, a fundraising benefiting the Santa Paula Police and Fire Foundation. Sienna Marie is the owner of Ace Anna Promotions, We Logo and Promo, and the Wine Rack, both located in downtown Ventura. Joining me in the studio. Hi, Sienna Marie. How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you for being a guest. And congratulations on being selected by the Bell Arts Factory to represent them in this year's Oxnard Salsa Festival. So tell us a little bit about your connection with the Bell Arts Factory. I mean, how did you get selected to represent them in this year's fundraiser?
Well, I've been a supporter. I really believe that arts education is something that a lot of the schools have stopped doing, and I think it's important that we provide that creative outlook and education for children, as well as teenagers, young adults, and everyone. So the Bell Arts Factory really offers those programs from dance to photography to painting to sculpture, everything about it. And it's one community center where everyone can go and learn about the art.
Well, it is a fantastic place. There's no question about that. I've been there. And you have so many followers. The phones are just lighting up. I've got Josh on the line who wants to talk. Josh, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Josh. How are you doing? Thanks for calling in and being part of the Bill Frank Radio Show. Do you have a question or comment for Sienna Marie?
Well, actually, Josh is the executive director of the Bell Arts Factory.
Wow.
Yeah, so thank you for your time, Josh. And real quick, Josh, could you just tell us what, in a short, impactful way, what is the importance of the Bell Arts Factory in the county of Ventura?
Well, thank you, Sienna. Yes, at Bell Arts Factory, we bring people together to celebrate art, education, and community. And we do that by offering classes and exhibits and events. We participate deeply in partnerships in the community, and we provide opportunities for individual creativity and collaboration. And in doing all this, we are building a stronger and healthier Ventura.
Thank you.
All right, Josh, tell us the connection between the arts and a healthy, vibrant community. Where's the connection there? Bridge the gap for us, please.
Sure. When you have the opportunity for people to get together and think about ideas and then express them in ways that other people can understand, which is a big part of what the arts is, that goes to the heart of building community. And when you have people who are connected to one another, who are working on things together, then they're going to care more about what they live, and all of their decisions are going to go toward making the community a better place to live, which translates to healthier and translates to stronger and safer and these values that we share.
Ah, Josh, well said. Thank you so much for calling into the Bill Frank Radio Show. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Bill. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Sienna, for all you're doing. You're lovely.
Thank you.
We really appreciate your work. Thank you so much.
All right, Sienna, I'm back to you now. I'm just curious. Tell me a little bit more about this Dancing with the Celebrities and the fundraising aspect of it. First of all, are you a professional dancer, and how's this all going to work for you?
Well, first of all, I'm definitely not a professional dancer, and I can tell by the aching in my legs. I've been rehearsing daily with my partner, Charlie Anteon, who is the professional. So we were paired up with a professional, and we're rehearsing for 2 months before the event, which we will compete on Sunday, July 29th at 1 o'clock. And in the interim, people can vote for us. They can go online to bellartsfactory.org and vote $1, $10, $100, $500, however much they want to vote. Every single vote costs a dollar, so they can support us as many times as they want. So we can win two ways: by raising the most money for our charity and also winning the contest. And the contest is judged by professional judges as well as audience response.
All right, so the two components of the judging. Mm-hmm. But I want to get back to the fundraising aspect mm-hmm. for just a minute, because that is so very important. Now, people can call in or go to the website and pledge. Is this done through PayPal, or are you billed afterwards? How does if I want to go on and pledge $5 for you, how would I go about doing that?
Yeah, they can go to bellartsfactory.org, and yes, it is done by a PayPal version. And what they can do is when they go to the Bell Arts Factory website, they'll see my face, they can click right on it, and make their voting decisions at that point.
All right. So now, what's your target for raising money this year?
Our target is $40,000.
$40,000?
Yes.
How close are you to that target?
We're getting
now?
Closer and closer. We're working on corporate sponsorships right now, and I am looking for any corporation that's willing to sponsor us on any level. I'm willing to wear their logo all over my outfit if I have to. Whatever it takes just to show their support.
Well, there should be no shame in that. All professional athletes do it today.
Absolutely.
There's no reason why dancers shouldn't do it.
That's
either.
That's right.
My guest is Santa Marie Sesma. We're talking about the charity fundraiser that she is participating in for the Bell Arts Factory right here in Ventura. Now, you said that there are two awards. There's the Judges Award for, let's call it the best routine, for lack of a better term.
Yes.
And then the People's Choice Awards for doing the fundraising. So do you even think that there's a chance that you're going to win the Judges Award for the best routine?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So,
yes, I really do. I'm working hard. I think that my passion is coming through my dancing. I have an incredible partner, and our rehearsals are going quite well. And I'm just trying to be positive about it.
All right. Well, that's good. Now, you said that the event is actually going to be on the 29th of July.
Yes.
And is there anything leading up to that, any events that are going to be leading up to the 29th that the listeners should know about?
Yes, we have two fabulous events. One tomorrow evening is the First Friday, which happens to happen at several art galleries throughout Ventura, but the main one is at Bell Arts Factory tomorrow evening, Friday, July 6th, and that's from 6 to 9, and you can come down and meet me. I can talk to you more about the festival. You can vote right online. We'll have right on site. We'll have voting available for you, and get more information about Bell Arts as well as the Oxnard Salsa Festival. And then also on Saturday, July 21st, is Art Walk, West Side Art Walk, and once again, we'll have Art for Salsa component happening at the Bell Arts Factory. We have Andrea Vargas, who's an incredible local plein air artist, and she has painted some incredible pieces that will be for auction. There's a total of about 15 pieces, a couple large canvases and some small watercolors that will also be for sale to raise money for the same concept.
All right, good. So the Art Walk is really what people should target for raising money and learning more about the event. I think
yes.
that's great.
Yes.
My guest is Santa Marie Sesma. We're talking about charity raising. We're also talking about the Oxnard Salsa Festival, which is the culmination event that you're going to be dancing in. So if people want to go to the Salsa Festival, what would they expect to see at the Salsa Festival in addition to you dancing, of course?
Well, it's actually 2 days. It's July 28th and 29th, and it's music, food, vendors, and just a whole lot of fun. 2 days of orchestras and dancing and salsa tastings and beautiful things to purchase, and the community comes together in this, and right downtown Oxnard and through that whole Plaza Park area.
Okay, so it's in the Plaza Park area. Mm-hmm. For those people who are unfamiliar with the area, as I am, that's 5th and B Streets in Oxnard.
That's correct.
Okay,
that's correct.
Good.
And you can't miss it. It's that large.
Well, and parking, there should be plenty of parking.
Yeah,
available.
There is plenty of parking. Plan on walking a little bit and just come and have some fun. Bring your dancing shoes, because the dance floor is huge and the orchestras are amazing.
All right, that's July 28th and 29th, so that's coming up. How many years have they been doing this in Oxnard?
The Salsa Festival itself, this is their 19th year, but the Dancing with the Community Stars, I believe this is the 5th year.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So 19 years of the Salsa Festival.
Yes.
And really, what's the purpose behind the Salsa Festival? What are the merchants of Oxnard hoping to gain from this?
It's really an opportunity to expose all cultures to this particular style of music and this style of food. Salsa is, there is Puerto Rican salsa, and there's Cubanos, and there's Mexicanos, and there's the Spaniards, and Guatemalans, and there's this culture of Latin countries that all come together and share this common dance in their own style. So it's a nice way to just expose people to so many different types of cultures within one dance style. And then there's also other forms of the dance, but the salsa is what we are celebrating.
Right. Now, here's where I'm going to show my ignorance.
That's okay.
But, there's salsa dancing, but how is that different from mambo or tango or some of the other considered Latin-type styles of dancing?
It's the style and the steps. It's how you move your body. And there's actual a true form of salsa music and salsa steps. And they'll be showing all kinds of demonstrations that day where you'll be able to see the differences and see how that is. But clearly much different music and much different style.
You are lighting up the phones. We've got Lynette calling in. Lynette, thank you so much for being part of the Bill Frank Radio Show. You have a question for the Sienna Marie?
I absolutely do. Hi, Sienna. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I have been reading a lot about and hearing a lot about the Salsa Festival and the dancing, and I was just really curious why I should give my votes to Bell Arts Factory, and can I give more than one vote? Can I only vote one time? How does that work?
Well, actually, you can vote as many times as you want. It's every time you vote, it's a dollar, so you can choose to vote 100 times, 500 times, 1,000 times. That's completely up to you. We appreciate your support at any level. And the money does go directly to Oxnard Salsa Festival. Directly to the Bell Arts Factory. The funds will help us with arts education for youth and teens, where a lot of the schools have eliminated the arts program. So we're trying to pick up the ball from there and provide these educational opportunities for children in all levels to be able to learn about drawing and painting and sculptures and photography and any other forms of media of art. We have several classes and happening weekdays and weekends for all ages. And this is also a great community center to be able to come in for artists to come in and show their work as well as do their work. There's actually 30 artist studios of emerging and established artists that do their work within their private studios, and also it becomes a retail and showroom space for us to view and purchase their art. So,
you know, I did not know a lot about Bell Arts Factory, but, you know, this sort of drew my attention to go to their website and check it out. And what really intrigued me is how kind of what you just enlightened us on, that the master artists are working alongside students, and I thought, wow, what better way, especially with the school programs sort of going by the wayside, what better way for students to be involved in the arts than to be right alongside a master artist? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's incredible. We're working really closely with one particular artist by the name of Andrea Vargas, and she's a plein air artist, and she's an incredible painter, and she does workshops with these kids and helping them discover the flow of the paintbrush and like expanding their creativity and just letting it happen. Just to see this woman who sells paintings for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 to be sitting down with a 5-year-old or an 8-year-old and helping them learn how to use the paintbrush. I mean, it's incredibly, incredibly powerful.
That is amazing. Well, yes. You've got my vote. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Thank you.
All right, Lynette, thank you for calling in and being part of the Bill Frank Radio Show. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So back to you, if we can, for just a minute, Sienna Marie, because I want to talk a little bit more about the different charities that you are, quote unquote, competing against for their dollars here. Clearly, you're not the only organization that's trying to raise money for this. So talk to us about, you know, why should I give my money to you, say, versus the Heart Association or maybe one of the other charities that are there?
Yes, I feel the reason that my organization or the organization that I'm working with deserves your vote is because it impacts so many people. I understand that the health challenges and other charities that are working with the event also impact a lot of people, and they are valuable and very important. But this is an area where it is there is no insurance for art. There is no they're losing the art programs in the schools. There are not a whole lot of county or art programs. So this is an opportunity that we can start with a child or start with a youth or start with a teen, and we can help them expand their creativity, whether it just gets their creative side of their brain to start functioning and they still can go into a technical industry. But what it does is it just exposes their brain and their minds and their hearts and their souls just to something else. And art is what is so much a part of our community. And when we think about art, we need to not just think about something that goes on a piece of paper or on a two-inch canvas. I'm also talking about music and dance, and we didn't talk about that as much. And that is part of the arts, where we can have we have music lessons, and there's somebody there teaching piano lessons, and there's women and men teaching dance lessons. So therefore, it's also related to their health. So it's just, it impacts so many people in so many different ways, and not only just for youth, but also for adults.
No, that is, that's very important. Now, in addition to music and the performing arts, do they also have acting, singing, performing arts of that nature?
They're starting a singing program. We've got a gal that's coming in starting to do a singing program that hasn't quite developed yet, and with these funds that we're raising, we're hoping that we can expand on those other areas.
All right. My guest is Sienna Marie Sesma. We're talking about the 2012 Dancing with Our Community Stars Dance Contest and Charity Fundraiser. And Sienna, you know, what are you going to offer people when they come to see you? What is you and your partner, Charlie, what are you going to offer them that perhaps they can't find anywhere else in Ventura County?
They're going to get an incredible performance. Two very, very lively personalities that are really going to bring the salsa to life and show how art can impact them through our dance. And we have a very creative and fun performance. It's interesting. I thought when they told me our performance could only be a minute and a half, it just didn't seem very long. And I realized it's a very long time. So we are going to make quite a performance. We're going to make quite an impact to show that anybody can salsa. And make all the salseros and salseras proud of us that we did this, and we did this to represent their community.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you to reveal something here on the Bill Frank Show that you may not want to have public, but I'm going to try to draw it out of you.
Okay.
What song are you going to dance to in your
I won't tell you the song, but I will tell you the group. The orchestra is El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico, which is, I am of Puerto Rican descent, and this is a classic combo orchestra that's been together for many decades. And I'm quite honored to have chosen one of their songs. So all markets, the mature market, it's music that my grandfather listened to.
Oh, well, that is great. And
yeah,
it harkens you back to your youth. Now,
yeah,
does that mean also by extension that you're going to be doing Puerto Rican salsa?
Well, it's interesting because I was raised by a lot of Mexican influence, so I've got that little bit of a feeling in my soul. My teacher is my partner is Guatemalan, and I'm Puerto Rican. So we're going to have a nice combination, which is really what salsa is about. It's about bringing all those Latin cultures together in this performance.
That is great. We're talking about the 2012 Dancing with Our Community Stars Dance Contest and Charity Fundraiser. My guest is Sienna Marie Sesma. Sienna, if people maybe missed the first part of the conversation where you gave the information where they can go pledge money, give that again, please. How can they contribute to this cause?
They can contribute to us by going to bellartsfactory.org and click on my picture. You won't miss it. I'm the girl in the red dress, and I'm also referred to as the red hot tamale. And you can just click right on there and vote as many times as you'd like. And if you want more information about the Salsa Festival, just go to OxnardSalsaFestival.com. And you can also just go straight to entertainment, the list of all the dancers, and you can vote for me directly on that website as well.
Sienna Marie, you are definitely a fiery personality. Thank you so much for coming into the studio, being our guest today here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road, and good luck in the contest.
Thank you.